Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves said the regulations for public sector workers is not mandatory, as persons still have a choice to get vaccinated. Dr. Gonsalves said vaccination is a requirement of the job and refusal will be deemed as misconduct.
What we have put out in our regulations here for public employees, public sector employees, is for frontline workers, and it's not mandatory. Nobody holding you down and juking you. Nobody tell you you're going to get a criminal offense. You have a choice. The job requires it. During this pandemic, during this public health emergency. So, you have the choice to take it or not take it. If you don't take it, it would be an act of misconduct for which the Public Service Commission can discipline you within the framework of the regulations. All right? I am therefore urging the public employees and all employees, including private sector employees, begin to listen to authoritative doctors and scientists. Begin to listen to the medical authorities in 193 governments of the United Nations which support the vaccine. And stop listening to legal advice which is politically jaundiced. Stop listening to bogus science. Look, the vaccine is vital for us to get back to normalcy. We ain't seen the last yet of this virus. And listen to me, there are others around the corner, you know. Don't think they're not around the corner.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, the director of the Pan American Health Organization, Dr. Carissa Etienne, urged countries to prioritize expectant and lactating mothers for vaccinations amid concerns that the COVID-19 pandemic represents a serious risk for pregnant women in Latin America and the Caribbean. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Grenada since the outbreak now stands at 1,748. Internationally, the European Medicines Agency said a coronavirus variant known as Mu could be a cause for concern, although there's no data yet to show it will overtake the dominant Delta strain. Meanwhile, research led by King's College London suggests being fully vaccinated against COVID-19 not only cuts the risk of catching it, but also of an infection turning into long COVID. It shows that in the minority of people who get COVID despite two jabs, the odds of developing symptoms lasting longer than 4 weeks are cut by 50%. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.